اس کے بعد ہم ہمارے اصلی مقصود کی طرف بڑھتے ہوئے اور پروگرام کو آگے بڑھاتے ہوئے خطابات کا سلسلہ شروع کرتے ہیں. اس کے لیے میں سب سے پہلے ادارے کی یہ علم شخصیت جو دارالعلوم شکاگو کے استاد حدیث بھی ہیں اور گائیڈنس ایجوکیشنل اکیڈمی کے سرپرست بھی ہیں, صاحب علم و تقویٰ بھی ہیں, شیری بیان مقرر بھی ہیں, حضرت مولانا مفتی ابرار الحق صاحب مدظ اللہ العالی, آپ سے درخواست کرتا ہوں کہ آپ تشریف لائیں اور خطاب کے ذریعے ہم سب کو مستفید فرمائیں.
الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیہ ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا, من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد ان سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله واصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته الى يوم الدين. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله اسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Alhamdulillah, we have gathered here today to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I believe that this is the best thing we can do in our life, to mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beauty of these gatherings, the majalis of seerah, the beauty of such programs is that we mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that we read salawat. Every time his name is mentioned, we say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Although it is wajib to say once, it is wajib to say once, but the more we say the better, because every time you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will bless you 10 times. Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashara, whosoever sent salawat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal will bless him 10 times. So how many times we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many times we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam? So these gatherings are the gatherings of mercy. These gatherings are the gatherings of rahmah. In fact, these are showered with rahmah. These gatherings are covered with rahmah. These gatherings are blessed with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much so that Allah azza wa jal, he also sends peace upon him all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself sent salawat all the time. Allah azza wa jal loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much so that he has commanded the angels to do so. There is nothing, you know, in Islam we have lots of a'mal that we can do, so many good things we can do as Muslims. We pray, we fast, we give zakat, we do hajj, etc. We give sadaqah, we do charity. And all the good a'mal, they are good, no doubt. All the deeds are good, no doubt. But there is no beauty in anything like the beauty that we have in salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal, he himself said, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalloon ala al-Nabi. Indeed, Allah and his angels, they send salawat on Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Well, if Allah is doing that, right? If the angels are doing that, oh, who you believe, you also send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why ulama, they consider salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam itself is they consider it to be a very important subject, a subject matter of discussion. Like, we have, you know, masail, we have discussions and deliberations about various topics which are very much important for the people in, as individuals, as societies. But Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although it looks very simple, but because it is a secret, it is no doubt a secret from the secrets of Allah Azza wa Jal. So ulama have dedicated books. There are books compiled throughout the history, right from the beginning all the way up to now. Books compiled about the virtues of Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of us might have already read or heard from the book of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, which is Fadail Durood Sharif, the virtues of Durood. And many ulama in the past also have compiled and have written extensively about the benefits and about the secrets of Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some ulama, they have mentioned that there is nothing which brings mercy of Allah very quickly. There is nothing which draws attention of Allah Azza wa Jal as fast as Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If anybody is in any difficult situation, if anybody finds himself stuck somewhere, if anybody finds himself in matters where he does not find a way out, then Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the remedy. It is the cure, it is the makhraj, it is the exit, and it is the secret solution, it is a secret recipe. That's why Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, when people used to write letters to him when he used to be in Medina, because he spent a lot of time in Medina as well, so people used to write letters to him wherever he might be. If he's in India, letter is going to India. If he's in Medina, letter is going to Medina. If he's in South Africa, letter is going. So when people used to write letters to him when he is Medina, and the person who is writing the letter, if he does not say, please convey my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will reply back by saying that you should mention this. You know that I'm in Medina. You know that I'm in Medina, so you should mention, you know, please convey my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And mashallah, nowadays many people have friends in Medina, right? Many people have relatives in Makkah, in Medina. They go for Umrah, they go for Ziyarat. And many people, they also find people who are going for Hajj, for Umrah. So make sure that you ask them, you request them, you humbly remind them that please, you know, mention my name in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Send my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they remember, that is good. Otherwise, even if they just say, Ya Rasulullah, I have brought salam from all the people who have remembered you, well, you know, we are also included. There is a famous hadith that a sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you know, how much should I dedicate from my time of width to your salam? Like, people, they dedicate time for dhikr, for Quran, for tilawat, for dua, for, you know, other stuff. So then he said, well, shall I do 1/4? Yani, shall I dedicate 1/4 of my time? The Prophet ﷺ said, yeah, that's good, but if you do more, it is even better. Shall I do 1/3? Well, 1/3 is good, but if you do more, that's even better. Ya Rasulullah, shall I do half? Like, shall I dedicate half of my time for salawat upon you? Well, that's better, but if you do more, that's even better. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am going to dedicate all of my time for salawat upon you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Idhan yukfa hammuka wa ghammuka, that all your worries, all your griefs, they will be taken care of. Who does not have worries? Whose life is free from grief? This is human life. We always have some worries, and we always have some griefs. So we need healing. Our soul, sometimes our body gets injured, but the injury of the body is seen. The injury of the soul is not seen, but the injury of the soul is felt. When the soul is injured, you feel the pain. You feel low, you feel sad, you feel upset. Sometimes you feel disappointed. You feel that you are not loved. You feel that you are not supported. You feel that you are not appreciated. How many people do hard work and they feel that they are not appreciated? Right? So the soul has griefs. And the soul, the heart also has worries. Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will heal the soul. Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take care of the griefs of the human being. So the beauty of these gatherings that we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. As Muslims, one of the best things we can talk about, especially in front of our family, our children, our youth, our community, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal chosen him as the last and final messenger. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad, he is not a father of any men among you. However, he is the messenger of Allah and he is the خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. He is the seal of the prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the seal of the prophets. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent him to conclude his message. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent him as the last and the final messenger to conclude the revelation. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent guidance from the beginning of humanity, and as humanity reached the peak, then the best and the most beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to bring the final message and the final word of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the Quran. So mentioning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best thing we can do to our children, to our families. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Mufti Sahib was mentioning, is so comprehensive and is so diverse that we cannot even barely touch, you know, the different aspects of his life as an individual, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life as teacher. Innama bu'ithu mu'allima, I have been sent as a teacher. Innama bu'ithu li utammim makarim al-akhlaq, I have been sent to perfect the best manners. So his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the best teacher of the humanity, his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a leader who brought change to the Arabia, people who were disunited, people who used to fight each other, people who used to dislike each other, people who used to hate each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he united their hearts. Not only their bodies. Sometimes people can come together for a temporary benefit. Like there is a reason, okay, let's join together. Although the hearts are diverse. And at any moment of time, again they can disperse. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cleansed their hearts. He cleansed their hearts that they became true brothers. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he united their hearts. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to spend everything that is on earth, he would not have been able to join their hearts. These hearts, they are not together because of a temporary benefit, because of a monetary benefit. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, he united their hearts. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he united various Arab tribes, various Arab families, united their hearts and he united their minds. There was a lot of ignorance in Arabia. ignorance in every sense. Ignorance in terms of values, ignorance in terms of literacy. People did not read, people did not write. In fact, they were called Ummi. Ummi, Ummi, yani someone who belongs to the mother. Because when we are born, we don't know how to read and we don't know how to write. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and He changed the people. So this nation became the nation of Iqra. The Muslims became the nation of Iqra. People started reading, people started writing. So much so that reading became obligation of Islam. Reading became obligation of Islam because we must read the Quran. Everybody must recite the Quran. So that's how the vast majority of the people who were illiterate, they became literate. And that's how people started reading books, writing books, translating books. And soon, within 100 years from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, Muslims have translated huge literature of science, of astronomy, of logic, of philosophy, from various languages into Arabic. So Arabic became source of all those sciences. Anybody wants to learn any of those sciences, he has to learn Arabic, and he has to go gain all that knowledge in Arabic. Not only the Muslims translated that into Arabic, but even they expanded and they established various new sciences. And all of that because of the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he changed the people from being Ummi to being the Ummah of Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi allama bil qalam. The one who taught with the pen. The one who taught with the pen. Pen is mentioned in the Quran. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Allah Azza wa Jalla taken oath of pen. So he taught with the pen and he has taken oath with the pen. So people who used to carry swords, now they were carrying pens. Arabs, they used to be very much proud of themselves, of carrying swords. In fact, sword was such a thing which used to have so many names in Arabic language. And up to now, there are so many words for sword in Arabic language. One of them is Muhannad. Muhannad, yani Indian sword. Asaiful Hindi. So now they are carrying pens, now they are reading, they are writing. People started writing so much that they were writing ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were writing ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were traveling to write ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from country to country, from place to place, from continent to continent. They were traveling. In the history of muhaddithin, we have beautiful examples, marvelous, unbelievable examples, how people dedicated their life to write the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some ulama, they have mentioned, for example, I went to Kufa, I stayed there for 30 days, and every day I spent this much money, and every day I wrote 1,000 ahadith. So every day I spent this much money, you know, 1 dinar or something, 1 dirham. So I bring some food, and I eat that food, and every day my job is to write 1,000 ahadith. So I go to alim, and I write all the ahadith of that alim. Then I go to another alim, then I write all the, so people who did not read or write, now they were writing thousands of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was a miracle. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a miracle in itself. Every aspect of his life is miracle. We mentioned the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you know, Allah azza wa jal made water spring from his fingers, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling and the companions did not have water. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, it's time for Salah and we don't have water for wudu. What shall we do? He asked for a bowl and he placed his hand in the bowl and the water started springing from his fingers. So the water was gathered, and then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were making wudu from that water. And there are many, there are hundreds of miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is also no less miracle, that he changed the society. People did not have moral values. Stealing was common. Robbery was common. In fact, if you are a young person, the best job you can have is to do robbery. People used to go out with friends, with mates, and they would attack a caravan, and then they would bring the ghanaim. This is called ghanima, booty of the war. And then khalas, they will divide among themselves. This is the best thing they used to do. This was common. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught them that anybody's money without their permission is not halal. لا يحل لامرئ مال أخيه إلا بطيب نفسه. Anybody's wealth is not permissible without his permission. So people, they developed so much taqwa and so much piety that nobody would touch anybody's money. There is no need to have locks, there is no need to have lockers, there is no need to have guards guarding stores and guarding homes and guarding. No, nobody would touch anybody's money. In fact, we read in a hadith, I was just reading in Muwatta of Imam Malik rahimahullah in few days ago, that somebody asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that, you know, I found some money somewhere, what should I do? I found something valuable. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that, well, you should announce for 1 year. You should stand at the door of a masajid and announce for 1 year that, you know, whosoever has lost this bag or this valuable, please come and collect. And from there, the ulama, they mentioned that, you know, if you find something, then you should announce it for a good period of time until you are satisfied that the owner, either he is not interested in what he has lost, or that we lose hope in finding the owner. But I was just thinking, when I was reading this hadith, why there is a need to announce for 1 year? If there is something so valuable, anybody can claim, well, this is mine. Anybody can just grab and say, well, this is mine. But in Muslim society, no, that does not happen. Because people will say, well, this is not mine, I'm not interested. That's your job. You go and find the person who owns it and give it to him. I don't want to take it. So you might actually have 1 week passed, 1 month passed, several months passed, and nobody would like to touch. Nobody would like to take. So the society who did not care about haram now became so much cautious and so much full of taqwa and full of wara. And the society became so much that people not only they avoid haram, but actually they avoid what is doubtful. And this is the blessing of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was no respect and regard for women, for example. Women were treated like goods. Women were inherited, like the way a property will be inherited, women also were inherited. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave so much honor and respect to the women, that within short period of time, women had all the rights. They had the right to have life. It looks, you know, strange, but actually there was no right to live. Women did not have the right to live. When a girl is born, father will be so much ashamed that he will actually bury the girl alive. Allah Azza mentioned in the Quran, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Remember the time when the girl who was buried will be questioned. Like, why were you buried? Allah Azza mentioned that the father will not know what to do. Either he is going to keep the girl with shame, or he is going to bury it and hide it in the soil. Am yadussuhu fi turab. He is going to hide it in the soil. But Allah Azza wa Jal gave honor and respect to the women that it became haram. It became haram to touch anybody's life. Unfortunately, the humanity is coming back to the same days of ignorance. The same days of ignorance, the humanity is coming back, where people no longer have respect for the girls, where people no longer have respect for the women, where women again are losing right to live. Women, they again are losing right to live. Now we have scans. So in some cultures, in some countries, as soon as you know that there is the baby inside the stomach is girl, people want to have abortion. That is a modern way of killing. That is a new way of taking the life of innocent child. The humanity away from the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is back to Jahiliyyah. All the evils that were present in the days of Jahiliyyah, they easily and they swiftly can come back if we move away from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we see more and more immorality spreading in our communities, in our societies, that is because we are moving away from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we don't take stand, if we don't take care of ourselves, if we don't pay attention, if we don't take any solid steps to keep ourselves on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to keep ourselves on the track of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the humanity will again go back to the same days where people used to fight each other for silly things. People did not have respect for human life. People did not have respect for women. People did not have respect for girls. People just were after imaginary values. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and protect our families from the fitna which is there. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to learn more about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we have guest ulama who have traveled especially for this occasion. So I would like to take advantage of this time and benefit from their talk, and inshallah we'll have this journey continue, and inshallah Hazrat will also give a very important talk. So please stay settled and stay patient, and inshallah read salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and enjoy this gathering. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala sayyidina Muhammad, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.